Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the Speak Life Now radio show podcast. I am your host, Dr. Lisa Speak Life Burrell. It's Saturday morning. I'm just sitting outside, so you may hear birds. And who knows what you might hear in the background, but I'm sitting outside today. And I just wanted to come, and I'm not sure how long this one would be, but I just wanted to come and just talk for a few. But let's go into prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this amazing opportunity to speak to your amazing people. Use me for your glory. I thank you right now for all the testimonies that will come forth from this broadcast today. In your precious name, Jesus. Amen. So I'm just sitting out here Saturday morning, like I said previously. And I just started, you know, sometimes you just sit in the nature and you listen to the birds and just the sounds, and it just does so much for you. And I have found this song. I'm not sure of the artist, pronunciation of his name, but it's called I Found Myself. And it's not a gospel song. I mean, it's spiritual to me, but it really, really helped me this morning. My last podcast, we talked about, and ever since, pretty much daily, still, people are asking me, when is the wedding? Did I get married? Blah, 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 right? But this week, someone reached out to me, was sent a word to me. I never met her. She actually witnessed me being proposed to, but I have never met her. I still haven't met her face to face yet. But she belongs to the Lord, and she sent a word to me. And the word was absolutely amazing. It got me back in proper alignment with what God has for me, because I was still wavering. I was still, you know, trying to figure out what happened, why it happened, and what's next. I mentioned the last podcast, that I had started drinking just to try to be numb. And but after the word, I'm not saying I'm not going to drink anymore. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I'm in proper alignment. My spirit has come back to the place, or coming back into the place where it's supposed to be. It's like, you know, when you have an aha moment, or aha moment, like the light come back on, and I realized my faith has started to waver in the way of, not in just, it's just in certain things. My faith was wavering in the fact of me being with the right person for the rest of my life, you know. Would I ever meet that person? Why I have been meeting people that's really emotionally not available for me, and for what I believe in my integrity, and the things that the covenant I have with God, the people I have been meeting did not want to come into that covenant, neither. They didn't want to come into it. And I started, my faith was wavering. And through talking to this person, now that I've talked to, that sent me that word, this amazing daughter of the King, now a sister friend, I had to ask myself the question, why was I attracting the wrong men in my life? Why were they coming my way? I had to ask that question. And after I asked the question and I listened to the answer, things are now starting to come into alignment. When I say that song, I Found Myself, it talked about how he talked about how his confidence had been wavered, and how the things that he liked about himself, he didn't even like anymore through a relationship or a person or something they had went through. But then they had to have the opportunity to then recenter themselves, and now can look in the mirror and say, oh, I found myself again. And along the way, every step of the way, I'm going to now celebrate it. And it's not like I haven't been celebrating. It's not having, I've been doing all these things, but still internally that one thing, let me say it again, that one thing, why was the wrong men attracted to me? Or why was I allowing the wrong man to be attracted to me? And why was I allowing them into my space? And I had to ask that question. It could be something that you're going through. It could be something, a childhood trauma you went through. It could be whatever. It could be something. You'd be like, why is it that this particular thing, I can get everything else right, be successful in every other area of my life. I got all this stuff together. But that one thing, do any of you have that one thing? That one thing? But the word of God talking about the scripture I'm hearing now is about, but nothing can separate us from God's love, right? No thing, right? Nothing, no thing. So what is that one thing? So I took that one thing, come on here. I took that one thing to the Lord. And I asked him why. Why is this one thing? He gave me my answer. And then I couldn't look away from it. So when you ask the Lord, when you come to God, and you say, why is it that this one area is holding me up? It could even be in your health. Like for me, for one thing, another thing back in the day, I was eating and gaining weight because I didn't really want nobody to look at me. I had been so trauma and all the stuff I had been through with men. I was like, well, maybe if I look a certain way, they ain't going to like me and won't look at me. That ain't work. And then it made me unhealthy. But it still go back to that one thing for me. And now I know what that one thing, what was keeping me, what was blocking the door for that one area. And I had to admit it, and then I went after the Lord revealed it to me, after God revealed it to me, and after the words that this sister friend came to me with, everything that God told her to tell me, which was absolutely amazing. This woman don't know me. That's why I love it when the Lord sends people that don't know you sometimes. It's good to have people that know you and can minister to you as well. But this person didn't know me from nothing, nothing at all. And the timing of it was so perfect because I was about to do something that I shouldn't have done. Because my faith had started to waver in this one area. And I thank the Lord for him sending people. You know, he'll send you what you need when you need it. And the way this conversation happened, it was me dealing with some other issue that led to them saying, oh, this person asked when you getting married. And then I was like, oh, no. And then this person tell me what this person had said at the event, but never talked to me about it. Because the timing wasn't last October. The timing was this week. Because you got to watch that one thing, how the enemy can use that one thing. Come on here. Could use that one thing to get you out of alignment, out of God's will, out of the more, out of flight, out of your realm, out of the levels, out of reaching people that you're supposed to reach, out of your destiny, out of your purpose, out of it by that one thing. That one thing almost stopped me from getting to the place of more. Out of the place of reaching way more people, doing way more for what God has for me. That one thing that I was so concerned about, that my flesh was trying to make me do something that I shouldn't do, but was about to do. I'm being real. Y'all know I'm the real deal. I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. But I found myself. I found the one that God destined me to be. I found her again. And the whole thing that is so amazing to me is God's grace and His mercy and His love for us. It says nothing can separate, no thing, come on here, can separate us from the love of God. No thing, nothing. So take that one thing that you know, because you might think, oh, it's more than one thing. Most of the time it's not. It's rooted in one thing that may have affected other areas of your life. But get to the root of the matter. You know, like we always, you see how you go go to the doctor for one thing, and they might say, okay, well, we're gonna take care of that. But really the root of it is this. So we really got to get to this area. We can treat the symptoms. Come on here. See, we've been trying to treat the symptoms. You know, I'm not going to say we. I was trying to. Give me a second. I was trying to treat the symptoms or putting a Band-Aid on a gun wound, right? That is not going to work. My faith was starting to waver. It's one area. Everything else lying in place, but that one thing was a blocker. And everything else appeared to be fine in the other areas, but it's still that thing, that one little thing, that little thing. Like, you know, you've heard it so many times, you can have a beautiful basket or bundle of beautiful apples. Right? And they're all beautiful, and they're red, and they're shiny. And you take the top one, it's so delicious. You eat that apple, and you walk away. You still see those apples, but you don't really see that in the midst of the apples, there's one that's rotten. And if you don't get that one out of there, it's going to contaminate the entire basket of apples. Whew. So I had to look at that rotten piece of fruit that was about to and try to destroy the more that God has for me. The more that God gonna do through me. See, the enemy didn't really try to come after everything I had already done. It was trying to prevent me from doing more. Get me comfortable and complacent and staying steady and where I was at. But it's much more. Do you have the capacity to do much more? And I always felt like I was supposed to do more. I felt like 2 weeks ago I went to an airport to do my work for my job, build a community partnership. And I'm at this airport and the director there was walking me around the airport and showing me things and showing me planes and letting me see a hangar full of all these planes and just talking to me about it. And I'm walking these areas and I said, something else is going on with me. I said, I'm in flight. That was the beginning of July. Was it the end of July? I'm not sure what day it was, but it was like 2 weeks ago. And I said, oh my gosh, I'm in flight. Something happening. But now I understand that I'm in flight for the more. And it would have been this weekend. I was about to make a crazy decision to do something stupid. Had planned a thing. Talking to y'all, telling you the truth. But God said no. And sent somebody to pretty much throw a bucket of water on me to wake me up. And now I found myself again. And I'm so thankful. And he's revealing more and more to me of what happened, why it happened, and what's about to happen. When it all was revealed, I repented. I said, Lord, please forgive me. I repent for my faith, losing faith in this area. Losing faith. Doing everything else, though. Everything else coming together. But in this one little area, that little apple that was in the midst of the basket of apples. Not even seen from the top. Everything looked good from the outside. Everything looked good. But deep in the middle of it was a piece of fruit. Remember I asked one time I did a podcast episode probably a year or two ago called Is There a Worm in Your Fruit? Is there a worm in your fruit? Could we know what the fruit of the Spirit is? I'm walking in love. I have the joy. I'm walking in peace. But my faith was wavering. And it was up to me now to see it, correct it, repent it, and now let God do the rest. But I had to see the thing. I had to see it. And now I do. So I just wanted to share that with y'all today. Ask the Lord, what is it that one area in your life that you seem to be missing it in? And ask him to take you back to the root cause of it and deal with it there. Deal with it there. I had to go back decades to realize what it was and when it happened. For me, it was in high school. So for you, whatever you have, where you have to find it and deal with it and look at it. Don't ignore it. Because you keep ignoring it, you're going to ignore what you're doing now. I found that out too. If you ignore what happened to you and act like it didn't ever happen, that's not the way to do it. You have to look at it, see what happened, okay, deal with it, and move forward. I don't blame nobody for what I've been through. Everything had to happen for a reason. To get me to this point to talk to you today, right? I had to find myself. And I found her again. Back on track. Alignment straight. Which was one of my words. Alignment. This year my word was change maker. It is change maker. And I already added the word flight. For this year. Because you do. I was starting off with one word. But now my words is evolving. So it's flight. And then there's going to be more. These are the words, change maker, flight to more, is my word and sentence for the year now. You do the same. But before we go today, I want to tell everybody about an event I'm having on August the 15th at 10 a.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn Suffolk Riverfront. It is free and open to the public, but you do have to register on Eventbrite because I have a certain number of seats and I want to make sure I'm prepared for the number that is registered. And it's going to be August the 15th at 10 a.m. My Health is My Wealth. We'll be focusing on men of color health because I did some research. The black man and the Native American man are the two that have the lowest life expectancies. The black man is number one, Native American number two. And we got to do something about it. Like I said many times before, my dad passed away at the age of 58. My brother, my oldest brother, at the age of 50. We see the black men leaving. We're talking about it. We're saying, oh, my God, he was only. Oh, my gosh, he was only. Oh, my God, he was only. Did you hear? He was only. We're talking about it. But now let's do something about it. Let's bring awareness. We have got to change. We have got to change. I need the black man to live. You need the black man to live, listener. You do. We need y'all to live. Black man, you need to say to yourself, right now, if you're a black man, you listening to this, you need to look in the mirror and say to yourself, and look in that mirror and say, I need to live. I need that. I need you to do that. That's your homework. And anybody that have a black man in their life, son, brother, cousin, uncle, whenever you see them and hug them going forward for the rest of their life, go to them and say, hey, I need you to live. Live, black man, live. That's what you need to say to them. Speak that over them and then tell them that they need to say it over themselves too. I'm so serious about this. I hope y'all can hear how serious I am about this assignment. August the 15th, 10 a.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn, Suffolk Riverfront, 100 East Constance Road, Suffolk, Virginia. You do need to register on Eventbrite. All the information about our guest speaker, Chris Milton. Oh my gosh, he's going to be amazing. One of the things he said, I talked about alignment earlier. He said, it takes alignment over ego. Hello? One of his mottos, alignment over ego. Yeah, y'all got to look at that. Y'all got to come. Come on down to Suffolk, Virginia. Come on. It could save someone's life in your family or it could save yours. Because the information and what you need to hear, that word I got this week came to me and got me back in proper alignment from something, because I was about to do something crazy, y'all. I ain't going to tell you what I was about to do. Not today. But it was crazy. It wasn't me. Let's just put it that way. It wasn't me. Anywho, as y'all go into this week, remember to speak life over yourself, speak life over your family, speak life over your neighborhood. The key to it is to speak life now. And remember, wherever you go, just say, Lord, continue to surprise me with your goodness for the rest of my life. Thank you all so much for listening. Share this podcast with others. Share if you see it on social media. I don't never ask for anything, no more than y'all to share and do the instructions that's in the podcast. This time you're going to talk to the black man of color, men of color, whoever the man is in your life, and tell them you need them to live, and they need to say them to themselves and out loud that they will live, not die, and declare, hallelujah, the works of the Lord in the land of the living. Thank y'all so much. Once again, this is Dr. Lisa Speak Life Burrell, and I'll talk to y'all real soon. Bye-bye.